Instant illumination. Some people make the present out of their ideals now. Some people make the present out of their ideals now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley with Instant Illumination from God Unlimited University of Healing here in Capo, California. Some people make the present out of their ideals now. When you make a statement, I'm whole and perfect, what is the time schedule you put on it?
No,
the doctor has said it's going to take 6 weeks for it to heal. It's going to take 6 months for this to happen. And you have to give it a couple of years to see how it mellows, you know. Isn't that what you're going to do?
No.
Why not? Don't you pay attention to what the doctor says?
No.
They'll love you for that, that's for sure. Now, why does the doctor say those things?
Because that's what they believe.
They say those things because this has been how the program has worked. People take so long to normally heal of a broken leg or normally heal of a cold or whatever it is, and they take so long. So the doctors just take that as a criteria and say that's the way it's going to be. Now, how do some people get over it quicker? How do some people have instantaneous healing? How long does it take for remission?
No.
One moment.
When a person puts a new cause in motion, like that, and the remission is done. Now, I'm not saying that we should expect or not expect these things. I'm saying we should learn the principle. And when we learn the principle, we learn the principle to be active now. In my earlier metaphysical studies, I never was too happy with this attitude, but I'm going to make a lot of people unhappy by making this statement. Make a treasure map and plan on how you're going to become abundant step by step. Make a treasure map on how you're going to get into this business so beautifully and so wonderfully. I was reading in the business, in Forbes magazine, a series of stories about people who were working for this one company. And one guy came into the company and he was able to help the company get their approval from the government to operate and to be accepted to do the things that they wanted to do, which were, you know, very special. So the company appreciated him. Bah! They made him into the director of that entire department. The legal department to this department, he didn't know beans about it. But he knew it could be done. And so what did he do? With his attitude of knowing it can be done, he got together the people who could do it. Wow. Now, you see, if you don't have the attitude that it can be done, if you're of a normal basis, let's say you're a normal lawyer who says, well, now I got to go through this here and go through that, and I got to draw up these papers and draw up those. And this guy merely said, here's what you do, boom, 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 then away she goes. And by the time he got done with those lawyers teaching them, by the time his staff, by the time he got done with other people in other areas, they were now people. They were now people. Another man was instrumental in offering a good idea on marketing. One good idea on the marketing, and it worked. So they made him marketing director for all the companies. I mean, you know, he lucked out. And he has been successful in all other areas, marketing areas, doing a beautiful job because he didn't know it couldn't be done. Now, why didn't he have to wait through the chain of command? Why didn't he have to wait for the years to go by and prove himself? Why didn't he have to wait to go upstairs in the company after he had been downstairs for longer, you know? Because he didn't think about it. He had no aspirations for it. He just had an idea of how to make that product sell, and he presented that idea to the company, And the company says, let's try it. Let's do it. And they put it into practice, and it was a success. Hey, boy, you're in charge, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, it is not a joke, but you treat it as a joke. People come to me and they say, Herb, I've got some great ideas to run the company. I say, what are those ideas? Well, this here, this here, this here, this here. And if we do these things, you're in charge. You're the chairman, right? Mm-hmm. You're in charge. I don't have time to carry those things out. Surely they're good ideas. They're beautiful ideas. But I don't have the time to do, or the interest, or the enthusiasm for it like you do. So you're in charge. They back off. Now, if they were like these fellows who were working for this one company, when they proved that their idea of marketing worked, upstairs they went. Totally in charge. And they were not begeistered. They were not overwhelmed by the fact that they had been given this bigger job. They just realized, hey, I'm ready for it. I'm living in the now. I'm practicing my ideals in the now. And so it was. Now, I was reading another story about this 20-year-old kid who had established this business, and it was worth about $300 million. The kid is today 25 years old. The business is doing great. It's earning $1.5 billion a year. Plus, he has so many ideas, he's putting other people in charge of that business while he is promoting these newer ideas and these newer concepts. And he's unlimited. He doesn't know it can't be done. And how wonderful that is. He doesn't know that they have to have a time schedule on these things, that they have to have a program for these things, that it's got to go through channels, and it's got to go through people's concerns and stuff like that. He doesn't even know that. He doesn't even care that. He just moves out and does it. You see, we can. Some people make the present out of their ideals now. These people made the present out of their ideals now, not because they wanted to become the director of all marketing, but because they had a marketing concept that they believed in, and they sold it to the company, and the company bought it and practiced it and found out that it was so, and within a short time, boom, he's up. Now, there need be no time limit. The time limits we put on it are when our lack of enthusiasm is there, our lack of conviction in ourself is there, our lack of belief in what we're doing is there. When we have a conviction, when we have a belief, when we have enthusiasm bubbling all over the place, now is the time for it to manifest itself and be that out picture, out represented fantastic experience. You see, we have these illustrations constantly in Business Week magazine, in Fortune magazine, in Forbes. We have them in all of these other, you know, high-class magazines where people are unlimited. People are unlimited. Ellen, remember the story I told you about this woman on the East Coast whose husband was running a fish canning company, and she didn't know anything about it. Nothing. And her husband died. This stupid guy, you know, he died, and he left her his fish cannery. Now, she could have just turned it over to the people there and told them to run it, or whatever. She could have sold it. She could have done a lot of things. But she said, I'm tired of being a housewife. I think I'll go run the business. So, to go and run the business, what did she do? She went down to the business, and she talked to the heads of all the departments. Oh, hello, Mrs. I'm so sorry your husband died. Okay. That's over with. Now, he's gone. I'm sorry he's gone. We had a good relationship, and that's over with him. Okay, now, how are you doing with your department? Are you successful in running your department? Oh, yes. I'm enjoying it very much. Are you successful? Yes, we're successful. Now that you're enjoying it, that comes later. But first, are you successful? I mean, because if you're enjoying it not being successful, that's not an asset to me. And now, she called in each one of her department heads and said, how can we improve your department? And they said, well, you could do this, 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 this. And how can we stabilize the department so that we're sure that it's going to be doing this that it's supposed to do? And she asked stupid questions that she had no idea about, and that's the best kind of questions to ask. And these people gave knowledgeable answers. Some of the people went like this. You wouldn't understand if I told you. You wouldn't understand anything about this. You know, you've never been down here. You don't realize what's going on in this business. And you know what she did to those people? Poof!
Out.
Out. No one disrespects the boss, ever, or else they're out. And so she hired people to work in that spot. They were available. And then she said to the men in the office, I want you to run this business now for the next month, or something like that. And I am going to be away. And they thought, oh, that's interesting. But they were the ones she could depend on. And so they ran the business for the next month and continued to make money. The business was making many millions of dollars a year, very successful business. And I think it's $200 or $300 million a year. Nice. So she went home and she studied the things that she was told. And she took one of her confidants, one of the people that she felt very good in at the office, like, you know, her head supervisor or something, and had him over to the house, and they talked about the business. And they talked about ways of making the business better, because the husband did a good job from his point of view. And then, after she had talked for a month on getting familiar with the business, then she went down and she announced, okay, I'm taking over the business. You know, and everyone looked at her and thought, if anyone can, I'm sure you can, you know, not foolishly, but if any, you prepared yourself. We saw how intelligently you asked us questions. We saw how respectful you were of yourself and you were of your staff. We saw that. If anyone can run this business, you, well, she did. Within 1 year, the business had doubled its volume. Within 3 years, it was making over $1 billion. Now, that's good. And that was years ago, remember? That was when Kathy was working there as the computer director for the company. So, can you imagine that? She didn't have to wait. It was thrown in her lap, true. She could have just taken the money and lived very comfortably the rest of her life. But here was a challenge. Here was something to live for. Here was something to get excited about, something to really use in the now, the wisdom that she had, because she wasn't a stupid lady. Nobody's a stupid lady. Stupid ladies are people who think they're stupid. Stupid men are people who think they're stupid, because everybody is brilliant. Like I told you about the children this morning. The children were at school and doing dumb things, and they were not motivated. And so the teacher started to motivate them, started to compliment them on things that they didn't do, on things that they should have done, on things that they could do. And because the teacher believed in them, the children put the cause in motion and did it. Because this woman believed in her staff, but first believed in herself. She believed in herself, and then she believed in her staff. And anyone she didn't believe in, she didn't keep, even though they were very, very, very top-notch people. If she didn't believe in them, you see, if they had hold back, if they had a conservative point of view, she didn't want them. Conservative is not willing to reach out and take a few risks. And if you're going to grow, you take a few risks. Sometimes you can more things than you should, and you got to throw it away because there's no market for it. And you can't give it away, because if you give it away, then you bust up your own market. And it's cheaper just to dispose of it. But you see, this is business. And it's a good business. And it's an honorable business. And that's what makes the difference. Some people make the present out of their ideals now. And I think that's just wonderful. Have you made the present out of your ideals now? Out of your ideal relationship with yourself and with your world? With your work and your attitudes, with your family and your friends? Have you made the ideal world for yourself with your body, with your beingness? You know? Mm-hmm. You can. Just a matter of your choice and just a matter of how soon you want to do it. And I say, now. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Love you.